from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Back here on 610 Sports Radio, the last time we will say that. Well, I say that. I guarantee you I butcher it tomorrow. But
of course you will, and that's fine.
Yes. Tomorrow is great. The transition to 96.5 The Fan, and we will be calling the show Fesco and Dusty.
That's right.
So
I sold 50% of the show to Dusty. Nice windfall for me. I'll take that.
A huge loan out of the bank. But this is also the last Wayback Wednesday. This one comes from where? This is Detroit Wednesday.
Derek. He's taking his daughter to college today, to the University of Missouri, and she's been listening to us, well, I guess for 14 years, at least I know of, right? And so now she's off to college, and that's the one that always gets me, Dusty, is
college?
Like when people say, I've listened to you my whole life growing up, and they start going to college and moving on, and you're like, damn, you haven't, well, 14 years is a long time. Like, if you started listening at like 8, you know, here you are. You're off to college and through college and doing your thing. And so I get it, Derek, man. My daughter starts high school today, went yesterday for that first half day, and now is the first full day. It goes so freaking fast, my man. So enjoy that ride to Columbia with your daughter. Give her a big hug when she steps foot in Como, and know that she's going to have fun for the next 4 years being in college. College is a great time for everybody.
Oh, boy, was it. Oh, boy, was college fun.
Boy, so good.
Shout out Pine Street in Warrensburg.
Shout out Pizza Shuttle.
There you go.
Two for all for myself.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. What was the barbecue place in Warrensburg that was open?
Was it Biffle's Barbecue? No, that was in...
Where
the hell was Biffle's Barbecue? That was in... Not Sedalia.
Back to the Future.
No, Biffle's Barbecue was in... what the hell is the name of that town now? I'm going to lose track. I can't remember. They're Eastern Jack. Maybe a little...
Harry Foster's. That was the name of the barbecue joint. A lot of famous people were in there. Derek Thomas.
Why do... every barbecue place, like, we had a famous person walk in. Actually, every restaurant has a famous person that walks in, don't they? Like, a famous person wall.
I worked at Jack Stackley Summit, and Shia LaBeouf was doing one of his weird things, and he was hitchhiking.
Yeah.
And he had a couple pick him up, and he came into the restaurant and ate... And he got up to use the restroom, pay for the entire tab, tipped the server $150, and left. And people are like, what happened to that guy? He's like, I guess he left. Concordia, Biffles.
Concordia, Biffles. Yeah. That's what it was. Oh, yeah, the Rib Crib. There's an old school one as well.
I worked there as well.
You worked at the Rib Crib? Mm-hmm. They had a Rib Crib up in St. Joe. I remember. Mm-hmm. I think it opened right when training camp started up there. And I think it was Tuesdays. It was like,
Tuesday.
$10 all you could eat ribs or something like that. And that's when they used to make us live in St. Joe for 3 weeks at a time in a Holiday Inn where there was smoking.
Beautiful pink skies out there this morning.
Storming? Is that what that means?
No, but I think it is going to rain again today. I got some good news, guys, yesterday. Boss texted me. We're doing our family day at the K on Monday, right?
Yep.
Guess who's throwing out the first pitch?
Don't spike it.
Let's go. Yeah, dude. He sent me a text. He goes, how would you throw the first pitch to your dad?
Oh, that's awesome.
That's cool. Yeah.
I called my dad immediately and I said, hey, what are you doing? He's down at Table Rock Lake right now having his vacation in the summer. I said, hey, dad, what are you doing? He goes, well, it's freaking raining out here. That's as much as he'll cuss to me, unless the Royals are playing, which if he watched that game last night, praise be to my stepmom, because I know that she was just having to deal with it.
Hopefully he didn't watch that game last night.
No, he did. It's a train wreck, man. You can't turn your head.
True.
And then the texts come in, and for the first time ever, like, my dad's a bit dramatic when it comes to the Royals. And I was like, nope. You're right. You're right. Trust me. You are right. So I called my dad, and I was like, hey, how's it going? He's like, it's raining. It kind of sucks out here. I was like, well, how would you like to help me throw out the first pitch at the Royals game on Monday night? And it was like he almost had a heart attack.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Phone.
That's cool, man.
So we'll ask Quatrero if he has any advice for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw it from the slab.
You have to.
I'm not going short. I'm going to throw it from the slab. Didn't know if I should do the move from Angels in the outfield where Bass goes around the mound a couple times.
Just get up there. Just get up there and throw it, man.
Bass sets, and sets again.
Have you ever been on the mound at a game?
Absolutely not.
Okay. it is. I'll just tell you, it's a different world out there.
I can't wait.
Like, you'll be like, oh, crap. Everybody in the world is watching you, paying attention. Yeah, you think that, and then you're going to get out there to go, ugh. There's a lot of people here watching me throw out this first pitch.
Ain't no stage.
Don't bounce it. Oh, son of a gun, he bounced it. Or you could be like me and screw up Kling's first pitch a couple of years ago. That was always fun. So
we
got that going for us, which is nice. And hopefully some other news comes out about what we're going to be doing on Monday out at Kauffman Stadium. So if you didn't get your tickets now at Royals.com and join us out at the K for all of that. Speaking of the K, I put up a poll again because this is one now I think that we need to kind of look at, because the starting staff has stunk the last couple of nights, and the Royals have only won, what, two games in the last week, if I'm not mistaken, one against the Red Sox and one against the Cardinals, right?
Yep.
Two wins in the last week or so. September 1st is the deadline to have folks on your roster before the postseason starts. So if you want somebody to be on your postseason roster, they have to be on your regular season roster before September 1st. That day is coming up rather quickly. We're a couple of weeks away from that. And the name that keeps coming up to me and the name that I keep hearing and from people in baseball, like, why don't the Royals sign Trevor Bauer? I mean, they need the pitching help. And I've been there for a while now with that. And you're getting ready to make this postseason push and you want to get into the postseason, and Trevor Bauer is still out there and you clearly need help now in your rotation. You clearly need help now in your bullpen. I would go out there and absolutely sign the guy. There's no question in my mind that I would sign Trevor Bauer. And I put the poll up yesterday on X, formerly Twitter. Mm-hmm. Would you sign Trevor Bauer? Pretty simple question for the fans out there. And right now, with a couple hours left to vote, 66.3% of the vote says yes, the Royals should sign Trevor Bauer. That, my friends, is a landslide type of vote. Royals fans are all in, according to this very unscientific poll, but close enough, about signing Trevor Bauer. It's 66% of the people are saying, yeah, go ahead and sign Trevor Bauer. And I think the Royals, man, they kind of owe it to everybody right now, owe it to themselves to try to get into the postseason. And with the way that the pitching staff has been over the last week or so, it may be time to look outside the organization and think of doing something different. And Trevor Bauer's right there, ready to go.
Yeah, I'm good. I mean, it's okay to disagree. I'm good. I just don't see a fit. I know he's former Cy Young, but he hadn't thrown a baseball in the major leagues in, what, 2 years, 3 years? But, I mean, look, if it's going to go where you need help, I understand the logic behind it. I understand that if you want to add something that does, whatever it may be.
Why are you against Trevor Bauer?
I just don't think he fits the theme of this Royals team.
Are you saying because of like a bad clubhouse guy and all the stories that we've heard over the years of him throwing the ball in the Kauffman Stadium fountains and
that
things
awesome.
Of that?
That was awesome. I was at that game. I remember when he did it, Vern looked at me and goes, he just do what I think he did? And I was like,
yeah, he did. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. I just, look, I've used the analogy all year of the ship. Last night I sent the gif of George Clooney drowning with the ship. That's me. I'm the captain. I take full advantage of that. I'm not jumping off. It's rocky. It's tough.
Right.
But I think that this team has built its mold. They know who they are. They know what they want to achieve. And when you bring somebody new in like this, that's a very, polarizing person, whether you like him or dislike him, I just think that that's something that can shift what is currently the group or the clique of this team. Like, we know what this team is. We know what the core of this team is. And I don't know if that's necessarily something that this team needs.
Yeah, I think right now, though, you kind of need that infusion. I think it would be looked at from inside the clubhouse as one of those moves like, all right, now we're really in on this. They're going out there and they're getting this guy. And look, I think, you know, Trevor Bauer has paid his penance. You know, he's done his time away from Major League Baseball. It appears much like with, you know, other athletes that we've seen over the years, nobody wants to sign this guy. I mean, look, I understand he's got the baggage and whatnot, mm-hmm. but you're this close to a player. You're one game up now. That's it. You're just one game up of that final playoff spot. And so you want to make sure you secure a playoff berth. Trevor Bauer is going to give you that opportunity to do so. I mean, the way Seth Lugo pitched yesterday was not inspiring at all.
Like,
I don't know. I mean, you know, you got to go out there and you got to pitch like an ace. He did not last night. No. Brady Singer is a number four starter at best that we're trying to rely on being a number one or number two starter. And that's just not the case. He's a four at best in this rotation. And so I think from my standpoint is you need a guy who's got something to prove too. Like, I think he would come here and be very good. I think he would come here and be an infusion for this team. And I think it's important, like we talked about yesterday, for Bobby Witt to get into the postseason. And a guy like Trevor Bauer could put you over the edge. Like Johnny Gomes came here. He wasn't exactly, you know, the greatest baseball player in the world, but he added a little bit of chutzpah, if you will, to this team and came in and gave them a little bit of street cred and, you know, had an effect on that locker room and whatnot. So I don't think it could be a bad thing. And Trevor Bauer, I think, probably deserves a second opportunity. Why not give it to him here? And it's not a long-term deal. You don't have to be with him after the season. If it doesn't go well and he does become a pain in the neck in the locker room, well, he's done after this year. But at least you give yourself the opportunity to put your best foot forward, because right now I think this team is struggling in a major way from a pitching standpoint.
I do think they need somebody like the Raul Ibanez effect, where somebody on this team, whether it's Vinny, whether it's Sal, whether it's whoever, I think does need to have somebody go in there. And maybe it happened last night, I don't know, but you know, kind of wake it up and say, we ain't going home yet, or do the whole rah-rah thing where you have the closed-door meeting. Because, look, you're close. You're close to missing out on something that could be really, really awesome, you know, really, really great.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've worked all year for it. Don't let it slip. Maybe someone needs to fire a charge.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Somebody's ass in that locker room.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.